You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there's Vince Giordano again, and yes, keep live music playing, support live music. Go down to Sophia's, hear Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks Monday and Tuesday night at Sophia's. And that's some of what you'll hear. And they are, you heard there, that is absolutely mind-bogglingly fantastic playing and such brilliancy. Ought not to be, you need to hear that in your life. And I'm so glad I have this recording from the Pee Wee Russell Stomp. This year, in this March, March 7th of this year, they were just amazing. So there they are, and you can even hear Fanboy shouting at the end. And you know who that is. But Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, Cotton Club Stomp number 2. The second, there are a couple of Cotton Club Stomps, Ellington charts, but great stuff. And, yeah. And or go to Davenport this year. You'll see Vince with his bass sax playing with Andy Shum and his gang, and there'll be the Midwest edition of the Nighthawks playing out at the Bix Fest. You'll hear Dan Levinson and the Roof Garden Jazz Band. Dan will probably join up with Vince at the end. And there are just so many different people out there that you will love hearing. Unfortunately, as I say, we're not making it this year. But that's due to health considerations and housekeeping considerations and whatever. But it just was too, it would have been too much on my plate. And I can't travel easily at this point. But I wish I'll be there in spirit. Don't worry. I'll be there with you. I'll be thinking about it. So this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And I'm going to continue now. We're going from, speaking of Broadway, Eileen Stanley in 1920. Off of Victor 78 here. Yeah. What else? Broadway Blues. Thank you.
echo in the street when it's late and it's raining, and you're thinking of the sleep you're going to lose. When you hang your hat in an empty flat and you're feeling so lonely, then you get those Broadway blues. When your money's gone and your clothes are worn just a little bit shabby, and you find you need another pair of shoes. When your only pal steals your only gal, then you think of the river. Then you get no Broadway blues. When your heart is aching for the trees, when you long to hear those bars and bees, when you want to eat a cake just like your mama used to bake, and you find you've got a wish to hook an unsuspecting fish. When your cloud has lost its silver line and the colors in your rainbow cease to shine, in your farewell on your door, catch a train that don't care where it's leaving for, you've got those Broadway blues. Get up in the morning, breakfast at 8, hurry to the office, you're a little bit late, work all day, eat about 7, go to a show, you're home at 11, go into bed, sleep, and then the whole darn thing starts over again. Now I ask you, ain't that monotonous? You all can think what you do, but 1 year up and down Broadway will give you those blues. And when your cloud is lost its silver line and the colors in your rainbow cease to shine, pin your farewell on your door, catch the train and don't care where it's leaving for, but those Broadway
up. classic or great for the highbrows who crave for it. It's not in my line. Jazz up to date, now I'll say I'm a slave to it. The kind that makes a horse throw away its hay. A baby grand is grand, but a banjo kills me. And when a cornet goes to war, I'm in for the night. Good night. I like my music hard, I'm not pretending maybe. I'm what you call a simple patriotic baby. I'm open not about the thrust of blues have got me now.
And that was the Sunkissed Serenaders again. That was the other side of that Everybody's. And I could not find that listed in the new Dance Band discography. Apparently it's listed, that Matrix is listed on other things on the on Tyrone Settlemyre's discographical database, but I could not find it not only in Everybody's or on Emerson or any of the other ones. So it was tough to track that one down. I've Always Got the Blues, and that's a good track, 1925. Before that, Marion Harris, The Blues Have Got Me. Either I've Always Got the Blues or The Blues Have Me. I know, maybe it's, I don't know, it depends on where you're standing. From 1924, and Eileen Stanley with The Broadway Blues. So, yeah, 1920. This is Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., and Yeah, this is we're in exile. We're online. We're on Live 365. We're able. You can listen to us any way you'd like, as long as it's not on the radio. If you want to listen to us on the radio, you're just going to have to wait. You know, wait for that static to clear up on there. I have nothing to do with that, nor do I have anything to do with the WHCL website, which is still showing the schedule. There's a certain insouciance at the station, which actually has worked in my favor, so I'm not going to complain about it. Speaking of insouciance and relaxation and joy and happiness, here's Guy Lombardo again with the group, and I think Carmen's singing on this one. 1928, Me and the Man in the Moon.
Calm and peaceful, loving hearts are all in two. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he comes to peep, and with each other we're sympathizing. Looking at the happy sweethearts while they sit around and spoon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. Thank you.
petal glows like a light in your eyes of blue. I press each flower close to the lips you gave your kisses to. There's something about a rose that reminds me of you.
Pretty little things, just the way you do. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. She pouts like you, she doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. Time and time I've called her by your name, and our love I never have denied. But she said if I loved her half as much as I love you, then she'd be satisfied. Well, she sighs like you, she cries like you. May she never tell those little lies like you. For I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you.
Was an odd pressing. That was Leo Zalo and his Benjamin Franklin Orchestra. Actually, Al Mitchell was the purported leader. According to the Dance Band discography, Dick Robertson on the vocal of She Reminds Me of You. That's something all women like to hear, by the way. And then, you know, that's what they all, both of them, you know, the one that reminds you of the one and the other one who's reminded, I guess, or reminds one of one or something. I'm confused, but that was from 1934, and I would never say that to a woman. Never, never in a million years. And I wouldn't say it to the other woman either. Either one of them, if one of them did remind me of the other one. It just wouldn't. It's not tactful. Before that, there's Something About a Rose That Reminds Me of You, from 1928, Eddie Harkness and his orchestra. I think that was a West Coast group, a nice sprightly dance number, beginning with Guy Lombardo, and I like that. I like that chart. That's fun. That's a nice hot dance from Guy. Me and the Man of the Moon, also from 1928. And this is Radiola, and I don't know what I remind me of, but I'd like to remind me of something else once in a while, other than what I always seem to remind myself of. And this is an exile show, but we're having fun with it. And we're going to continue because, you know, she might slap you after you say that she reminds you of someone else, or you remind her of, I don't know, something. Ethel and Dorothea Ponce again in 1929. This is the other side. I was recorded right on the, you know, right on the edge there. So we had one from 28 and one from 29 on that record. And this, if you want to remind yourself what it's like to have kids, or if you've never had kids and you want to enjoy some of that, play this once a day and you'll see what you've missed. 1929, I Fall Down and Go Boom.
Go in and out the window. Go in and out the window. Go in and out the window, as we have done before.
Don't you push me.
I didn't push you.
Oh, you did so.
I didn't, I tell you.
Yes, yes, you did. You mean thing.
Don't you dare talk to me that way. Take that.
No! I fall down and go boom.
Some kids say that the world today is all upside down. Sometimes they're smiling, sometimes they frown. My heart felt sore for the kid next door when I saw him cry. Here's what he told me when I asked him why.
I played horsey down the street and with my broom right down the street.
And did somebody move the street?
Yes, and I fall down and go boom.
Well, you got right up on your horse. Broom, of course, was your horse.
Yes, and when somebody moved my horse, I fall down and go boom.
Oh, you cried?
Yes, I cried and ran home to Ma.
Well, it's all right now, isn't it?
But how that certain place was hurting.
Mother put you straight to bed.
Then I dreamed I was dead. And in my dreams they moved the bed. I fall down and go boom. I was learning how to dance, how to dance, how to prance.
To kick high, you took the chance.
I fall down and go boom.
And then you danced upon your toes, on your toes, and goodness knows when the floor struck your poor nose.
I fall down and go boom. I cried and cried and thought I would die.
Yes, they laughed and laughed.
I shook my shoulder and grew bolder.
Then you tried to do the split and make a hit.
Ooh, something started into rip, and I fall down and go boom.
Once we broke the golden rule, we played hooky from our school. When we tried to ride a mule,
I fall down and go boom.
Santa Claus was awful nice, brought us skates to use on ice. When we used them once or twice,
I fall down and go boom.
When we went home to get sympathy, we closed the door. Then Daddy yanked us and he spanked us.
Don't you ask me how it feels.
Oh, you can't ride an automobile.
I stand up to eat my meal.
I fall down and go boom. I fall down and go boom.
Thank you. dreamy dreamer since I met you, sweetheart, though we're apart. And in my slumber I just wonder, can it be true, you're mine, with a love divine. Don't wake me up, let me dream. Oh, what a wonderful dream. We're in a land of romantic joy. We do alone, and you are all my own. I see the love in your eyes. We're living up in the sky. I'd hate to find things are not what they seem. Don't wake me up, let me
Riding Hood. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolves from the door? Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. Now they say that she found a great big wolf in Granny's bed.
That is true.
And he had a great big sunbonnet pulled down over his head.
Very true.
But you know and I know what she must have found instead. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good, still keep the wolf from the door? Why was she dressed up in her bright flaming red, unless she expected to knock someone dead? Why did she ramble? She knew it was a gamble. She was out in the woods for no good. They say she was a maid, most discreet.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it, she must have been sweet. But you know, and I know, that even sweet girls must eat.
Oh, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
I ask you, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? I've heard of many strange things in New York, but who ever heard of a wolf that could talk? I hate to doubt it, But there's something about it that sounds mighty funny to me. What do you say about that?
Hey, you know, I don't believe any one of those fairy tales were true.
You don't?
No, I don't believe them. You believe?
I believe all fairy tales.
And I'd like to ask you.
Ask me.
Who was the father of all the little children of the woman that lived in the shoe?
Jack the Giant Killer.
How could Little Red Riding Hood
have been so very good, and still keep the wolf from the door?
The Yacht Club Boys. How could Red Riding Hood have been? I like that record. I have it on a CD somewhere. And that's a rather crunchy 78 from 1926. And, yeah. Also a bit crunchy, Charles Cayley with the Abe Lyman's group. You know, Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. So don't ask questions. Don't try to burst my bubble. Just let me, you know, coast on that. After I fall down and go boom, of course. That was from 1926, and from 1929, I Fall Down and Go Boom. Ethel and Dorothea Ponce doing their best to sound terribly annoying, yet singing very nicely. So what can you do? So speaking of crunch, and this is a rather crunchy, what I would call a summer shellac noise, surface noise USA edition of Radiola. I decided that that some of these records I should be playing. I've invested in some proper equipment to play these. I've bought some Styli to so that there might be less crunch and they'll sound even better than they do. And I want the show to sound as good as possible without having it sound artificial. And of course, this is as real as it gets with me. This is as real as I get. So, but yes, and I want to thank David Garrick, Rich Connedy, and others who have assisted me in my quest to determine what style I should purchase in order to make the record sound good. And I think I've got a couple coming that will make a huge difference in the sound of this show. And I'm hoping that we'll all be able to enjoy that difference. Continuing, we have, well, this doesn't sound good at all, but we're going to have to go with it. Freddie Groffé's orchestra and the vocalist, basically the main guy here and accompanied by Freddie Groffé, Conrad Tybalt from 1933. I'm heading for the last roundup. Well, that sounds ominous.
Get along, little dog. I got from you. I'm gonna give that junk man my broken heart for a loaded 32. I'm gonna give that junk man my old glad rag. I'm gonna wear a gown of black. You better pack your trunk, man, and pack your bags, 'cause I'm getting on your track. Now I ain't bragging, but you can throw me down. I'm gonna fix your wagon so you can go to town. I'm gonna do you right, 'cause you done me wrong. I'm gonna do you black and blue. And then I'm gonna tell that junk man to come along and pick up what's left of you.
Benny Goodman as Bill Dodge and his orchestra on the 1934 World Transcriptions they made, and they are classics, of course. That was off a Circle CD. That was the only CD track on this show, by the way, so let's all enjoy that, shall we? I sure don't have the transcriptions. Bill Dodge, and you had Red McKenzie singing that, and you had Bunny Berrigan and great musicians in there. Junk man, he's gonna take what's left. 1934. Before that, King Oliver again. Dixie Syncopators, the other side of that that new acquisition, Dead Man Blues. That was from 26, beginning from 1933. Conrad Tybalt, Ferdy Groffé's orchestra accompanying him on the last roundup. Well, I didn't want to finish the show with that because that would have been. I don't want to drag anyone down because, you know, even though there's a slight irony in that juxtaposition, I'm not feeling that way at all. I'm feeling pretty good and on Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and my last checkup I had was pretty good. And I, you know, I've dropped at least 20 pounds up to date, so we're, you know, someday I may even have my picture somewhere. You may be able to, once I decide I look presentable, you may even be able to see what I look like. You may be able to see what I look like. Let's put the words in the right order. Radiola, blog.blogspot.com. For this playlist, every other one downloads links to great shows and all the other happy stuff that you'll find there. Let's cheer up a bit. Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang in 1936, and here he is with Ellis Blue Gown.
Little Alice blue gown, when you first wandered down into town, 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 baby, you were both hot and shy, and you felt every eye, and in every shop window, you'd prim passing by, standing manner of fashion you'd frown, and well, she all around, baby, till it was you wore it. I know you will always adore it. Oh, Alice, Alice, oh, Alice, 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 look out. Oh, I'm waiting for it.
entire ensemble. All right, boys, you ready now?
All right, then.
Oh, beat your gums out, boys, beat your gums out. Oh, the chats are swinging now. Well, all right, then.
The whole town's at your heels, leaping their flags, missing their meals, running like rats, going astray, blow those oblates, blow those
oblates. And that, I can't think of a better one to, you know, the better one better for the home stretch than that one. That was Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo off of Bluebird. The elusive Tempo King and the equally elusive Queenie Ada Rubin on piano. But I have a theory, and I'll express it briefly. And any errors or assigns to Queenie Ada, should such a person actually exist, may enlighten me otherwise. But my belief is that Queenie Ada Rubin is actually Fats Waller. I'm sorry, but Fats... And I know the some certain feminists will say, you know, a woman could play like that. No, the only person who could play like that was Fats Waller, because that's his style. That is, nobody else could play like just like Fats Waller. Judy Carmichael does a great job, but that's his soul is in there. And I think he was just trying to earn a little extra money to take care of alimony and stuff, and was, you know, he's getting it off the books. So Queenie Ada was Fats Waller, and he was, you know, he was hiding the money, maybe. But I don't know who Tempo King was, but that was Bojangles of Harlem. And if you listen to a lot of those, you'll say, that's Fats. It has to be Fats. And that wouldn't be the only time he appeared in Shellac Drag, because he was also on that one recording with with Jack Teagarden, where, you know, that's what I like about you. So it wouldn't be the first time. But I could tell he was having fun with it. Before that, Louis Prima, who was, as far as I know, never appeared either in Shellac Drag or any other kind of drag. Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang, Alice Blue Gown from 1936 also. And we're going to finish up here on Radio All. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm never in drag, believe me. I'm just, you know, I wear pants all day long. And they're not even that exciting. They're not anything I'd want to write home about. But here on Radiola, we have Mantovani. And I think this was the vocalist on here in his Tipica Orchestra, recorded in Britain, 1936. And this, I think, is his sister, Ramilla, known as Stella Roberta. I don't think it was Hildegard, because this vocalist doesn't sound incomparable to me, but who knows? Others will enlighten me, because I know this is written down somewhere, but I don't have it. So Mantovani and his Tipica Orchestra, possibly Stella Roberta, possibly Hildegard, but I doubt it. And good to finish with this one. Did I remember to tell you that I love you? Well, there's somebody I told that to recently anyway. And I'll see you later.